Scientists are always looking for a more accurate answer to the question, what time is it? A new atomic clock described in this week's Science magazine splits the second into quadrillions of pieces. But this ultra-precise clock isn't just for telling time. As NPR's Adam Cole reports, it could prove Einstein wrong.
What makes a good clock? Andrew Ludlow, a physicist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, says one of the most important criteria is stability.
If you could imagine a grandfather clock, you know, ideally that pendulum would swing back and forth very uniformly, you know, tick, tick, tick.
That's
tick.
Stability. But what if you introduce some agent of chaos, like a mischievous toddler?
Imagine that toddler shaking the grandfather clock itself. Tick, 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 tick. How much that ticking rate varies ultimately determines the precision with which you can measure the evolution of time.
Ludlow is a clockmaker, but his clocks don't rely on pendulums.
The atomic clock is looking at the very natural internal ticking of the atom.
Let's say you hit a cesium atom with a laser. It will vibrate with a certain frequency. Those ticks are very consistent and very fast. There are quadrillions of them every second. Atomic clockmakers use the regularity of these vibrations to keep time with extreme, extreme accuracy. Toddlers can't mess up these clocks, but there's still a little instability. Atoms move around, and that makes their vibrations slightly harder to measure. So Ludlow and his team used a lattice of lasers to trap the atoms and then cool them, nearly reaching absolute zero. With atoms frozen in place, scientists can more accurately measure their vibration. Ludlow's clock builds on previous designs, and it doesn't look anything like a grandfather clock. It looks more like a table at a mad scientist's garage sale. But the mass of tubes and wires is the most precise timekeeper ever built.
Obviously, getting to a meeting on time doesn't require this type of precision.
But lots of technology does. The new clock has the potential to improve GPS and telecommunication networks. And some physicists are excited about a different application, testing Einstein's theory of relativity.
Today, many scientists believe that the theory of relativity is incompatible with other physical theories.
Einstein predicted that certain physical properties, like the strength of the interaction between photons and electrons, or the ratio of the mass of electrons and protons, should never change. But competing theories say that those fundamental constants might actually fluctuate, and such fluctuations would slightly change the ticking speed of atomic clocks.
And as clocks become better and better, they become more and more useful tools to explore this possible variation.
Einstein also predicted that clocks in different gravitational fields would tick at different speeds. Take two identical clocks.
Let's have one of them be up here in Boulder, Colorado, where we're at a relatively high elevation.
A mile above sea level, where gravity is just a tiny bit weaker. And the other clock will be here with me in Washington, D.C.
Down around sea level.
My clock will tick slightly slower, and after 200,000 years, Ludlow's clock would be a second faster than mine.
So again, not a huge effect.
But it's big enough for most atomic clocks to measure, and Ludlow's clock can register the change in gravity across a single inch of elevation. That kind of sensitivity will allow scientists to test Einstein's theories with greater precision in the real world. Adam Cole, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.